And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
Time and again in recent years, no matter what the circumstance or the ill that afflicts our state, the prescription offered by North Carolina Republican politicians and the conservative think tanks and corporate lobbyists who back them is the same: tax cuts. Whether economic times are good or bad, state revenues flush or in the red, big across-the-board tax cuts are invariably advanced as the supposed cure-all for every situation. Over the last decade, such cuts have drained desperately needed resources from our schools, transportation, and a host of essential public services. Amazingly, however, GOP legislators are pushing this approach yet again in 2021, even as the state faces massive human needs and suffering as a result of the pandemic and the recession it spawned. Let's hope they reconsider. While targeted tax reductions designed to aid struggling households can be helpful in some circumstances, big new cuts that would drain billions of dollars from essential public services and structures and provide yet another windfall to the state's wealthiest residents are the last thing North Carolina needs. Frenzy Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.